Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Monday the 17th of May and we're allowed to embrace and hug again. Hello, this is the Luke and Pete Show. Pete Donaldson with your job. I look more. Luke, do you fancy a big hug, mate?
Sure, why not? Let's do it. Let's hug for until the next iteration of the lockdown laws change. Let's hug constantly until then.
Let's hug each other so hard we give ourselves the Luke and Pete variant.
What would it consist of?
High-grade cheese emitting from the eyes and ears, a darkened soul, and a Rubenesque appearance.
Very nice. I can pretty. That's just me, though. What about you?
I just let the dog out.
Where have you
dog
gone?
Wanted to be in, then the dog left, and then the dog got to be in again, and then he wants to leave. That is the life of a dogsman, or a dog's...
Dogsman.
I have access to dogsman.
Exactly. So, Peter, I think all of the listeners, the listening community, the Luke and Pete Show community, will be on tenterhooks to hear about whether Mr. Donaldson is going to be on the road, road near you soon, behind the wheel of one of them newfangled automobiles.
I have a large automobile. I'd first like to say thank you very much to a couple of people who remembered I was having my test today and actually tweeted me saying good luck on your test. That was really
That's
kind,
pretty sweet.
Unexpected, and very unnecessary. So thank you very much to those people. I passed.
Did
is
you
what
really?
I would have said if I hadn't fucked it
oh,
up.
Donnie,
I fucked it up. I'm not a big
sake.
Game player. I fucked it up. I fucked
what did
it
you
up.
Do? What
I'm
did you
basic.
Do wrong?
I didn't sleep. I went and I drank 3 coffees and I was jittery and I was nervous and I tried to engage the man in conversation. Oh, his daughters are twins and they're actors. I wasn't paying attention. I didn't do my 6-point jets. I did 5.
How much sleep did you get last night?
About 3 hours, it feels like, Luke. I don't feel very well. And I've got a rather full day, and it started badly. And I hope it gets a little bit better. I fucked it. I absolutely didn't... In the grand scheme of fucking it, I didn't fuck it. But I fucked it enough to fuck myself. I fucked it.
Yeah.
I was surprised how little I fucked it. But I fucked it enough for him to sort of say, I'm sorry, sir, you fucked it. So it was very much simplest manoeuvre, reverse 2 places. Everyone knows how to do that. A child could probably figure out how to do that quite quickly. Did me 6-point checks, but I forgot the right shoulder, didn't I? And there was a woman outside her house, which is somehow important to what I'm doing on the fucking road. So yeah. Fucked it. Absolutely
did you know
it.
At the time?
No, I thought I'd fucked it somewhere else. I was on one of those big bloody gyratory roundabout things, and I was like, oh, that went quite well. And then there was a road off that, and I was like, I'm not sure which lane I'm supposed to be in here. I'll just stick on this one for a bit. So I thought I'd fucked it there, but I didn't fuck it there. I fucked it at the simplest, most conceivably simple point of the whole thing.
Commiserations. I think I'll speak on behalf of the whole community when I say we're very, very sorry to hear that. But you will be back. You'll bounce back, I'm sure.
That driving instructor's got to go to Forest and get something. And I'm still fighting for this title.
But Pete, when you said that you tried to make conversation with him, I've got to hear more about this.
What? I know all about him. He was
you were doing the test. You were talking.
He once drove to Newcastle just for a meal.
Why are you talking?
Drove back again.
Don't be talking to him while you're doing the test.
I was trying to get on his good side so he wouldn't notice that I don't do over-the-shoulder checks when I reverse two cars.
You said that you weren't that confident anyway, which could have been part of the problem.
I was so jittery. I'm just not. I don't have ice in my veins, so to speak. I'm not a big game player. I need a couple of goes to get it right. So I'm relatively confident about getting the next one or the next one after that. But it was annoying that it was just the simplest part of the actual test that I absolutely messed up. But look, I learned a lot about the man. He once drove to Newcastle for a meal. Both of his daughters are currently doing some television shows for CITV. There was a waitress driver in front of us who was driving rather erratically, and I made an excellent joke about all of the milk turning into butter. So... he enjoyed himself.
That's the real test.
At the very least.
They don't pass you for that.
The examiner enjoyed it. I enjoyed it up to a point. I was a little bit jittery and I fucked it at the simplest point. Hey ho, it's Monday. It's only going to get better from there, isn't it?
Were you making like awkward conversation, or were you just trying to be a real kind of Peter Ustinov about it?
I think I was utterly... I think I was about as charming as I possibly could have been.
What does he think of you now, do you think? If he's sitting at home and the thoughts are going through his mind about what he's been up to this morning, what's he thinking of you?
I think he's probably going to take a good, long, hard look at himself and sort of go, I enjoyed my time with Peter, and he didn't deserve what I gave him, quite frankly. He didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve to have an angry St. Albans through Hemel Hempstead scooter ride screaming into the ether. He didn't deserve that. He didn't deserve me going, these are the basics! These are the basics! If you were in Hemel Hempstead on the approach to the M1, if you heard a man on a learner scooter shouting, these are the basics, Peter, why couldn't you get together, it was me, all right?
Yeah. You've taken it well, though. Do you reckon you could get the same examiner next time?
There's only limited examiners, I presume, but like I'm sure they've got the work cut out of them. He said he's been working every hour that God sends trying to get this backlog cleared. But I've got a 10-day cooling-off period. Yeah, you had to wear a mask, The windows were open. There's a lot of variables that, you know, you probably didn't have to deal with when you were driving in your manual, when you had to do things like reverse around a corner, which we don't have to do. Didn't even have to do an emergency stop. And that was the best thing about the lessons. I love doing emergency stops. I love making it go...
Your instructor doesn't. So you're only doing it in an automatic anyway, though, right?
I know.
So you're
Piece of piss.
Yeah. That's where my sympathy runs out for you, to be honest. I mean, I do feel for you because I want you to do well, but if you are going to step up to a driving test, take the automatic test and still fail, I think it's a bit like, you know, it's a bit like going on a game show and there's like a £10,000 question, a £1,000 question, and a £100 question. If you take the £100 question, you better be getting that right, boy.
Mate,
because
nobody...
that's the easier option.
All the new cars are going to be automatic. There's no need for a manual. No need for them.
Well, you won't be fucking driving them.
I won't be driving either. So, yeah.
How much did it set you back? What's the damage?
Well, I will have another crack at it. I don't know how much the tests cost. I don't know how much any of it cost. I just went to passmefast.com. They did not pass me fast, so I will be asking for a full refund. And I got farmed out to Shamsul Alam's little school. And you know what? For the next few weeks, in my cooling off period where I can't book another test, I will miss Alam. I will miss him. I wished him Eid Mubarak at 1 minute past midnight a couple of days ago. I don't think he appreciated it, but because I was drunk. I don't think he needs a drunk man wishing him an Eid Mubarak in the middle of the night, to be quite frank, when he's trying to get to bed after a long day of fasting.
And if you're an observing Muslim, you don't drink anyway, so he probably thinks you're mocking him.
He doesn't appreciate... Well, I didn't tell
him
I was
very much
drunk.
There's an element of that in... There's an element in that of the... This is the fun you could be having. Look how drunk I am.
Yeah.
I think it's disrespectful. Have you spoken to him since you failed?
Yeah. Because of the nature of how I failed, He tried his very best, but he really could not hide his disgust.
What did he say?
He was just like, very quiet, going back to the Waitrose car park where I left my scooter. And then he was lovely about it. And he was like, look, we'll be back, blah, 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 blah. But I think when people fail, they fail in the middle of the course and it's a, you know, emergency stop and they just drive you straight back. You know, you just drive straight back to the test centre because you fucked it. Royally fucked it. I didn't royally fuck it. I kind of fucked it. Still fucked it. And I think he knows where you've been because of the GPS on the car. So he knows where you've travelled. So he saw me doing everything. In a decent time, and it is about a decent time, isn't it? Like, you know, beating your PB.
I think if the driver and test examiner says to you, you broke the speed record for the course, that's not necessarily a good thing, is it?
But he thought I'd passed, see, because I was just like, the bit I thought I'd fucked up, I didn't fuck up. Oh, we go again after my 10-day cooling off period, if I can get a...
I think this is the worst swearer you've ever been on this show. I've never heard so many swear words from a man so disappointed.
Well, look, if you're expecting me to fail a driving test and not drop a few F-bombs, that's, you know, and you've got kids in the car, you've got another thing coming, really, haven't you? You know what you get from me. You know what you get.
You have kids in the car when you're doing your test, did you?
Yes, and they all turned to butter.
Oh well, Peter, well, that sounds like it's dominated the last few days for you, but so did it ruin your weekend because you were kind of apprehensive about it?
Yeah, I mean, I just didn't sleep last night at all. But that's the thing about doing it again. I'll know kind of what I'm expecting, I suppose. Look, the restrictions have ended. We can all go to the pub. Sweet as a nut. You don't have to sit out in the bloody rain, which is appearing with increasing frequency at the moment. I don't know what the hell is going on. I mean, I had more hail in my face coming on the... it was really sunny during the test, and then when I finished and got on my scooter, when I'd failed and I was screaming into the ether, it just started raining and hailing like dark cloud started pounding me. So
I think it's been the coolest spring in 100 years.
Nice. Okay. Apparently. Cool.
Yeah, not coolest as in like, oh, we've had like an amazing time and we've launched a new capsule collection or something. But I mean, it's cold as in cold.
Yeah. Is that what you think? I think is cool, a capsule collection.
I don't know. It's the first thing I thought of for some reason.
That's weird.
I don't know
why. A gachapon. Yeah, very strange.
What is something? Tell me something that I could have said that's cool.
I'll tell you what's not cool. I bought from the Waitrose earlier like a pot of crab, and I didn't realise until I got home. It was like half of it was egg. Like it says, like a pot of crab, not potted crab, but like a crab, right? Like bits of crab all torn up in a pot, and like about like, you know, two centimetres up the bottom of the pot. It becomes egg all of a sudden. Is that a thing? Does egg mayonnaise like sort of join together with crab quite nicely? I'm just a little bit upset.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I know.
So that's not cool.
No, it's not. Are you a Waitrose man these days, are you?
I am. When I got a drive to fucking St. Albans, I sit in the Waitrose while Shamsul Alam turns up with his Mitsubishi. Oh dear.
Have you had a breakdown?
No, I'm having one now, and you're listening to it. And that's why people want to listen.
You're investing a lot of yourself in today's episode, Peter.
Well,
I think it's pointless probably just asking you this because it feels like it's dominated the last few days of your life. But anything else been floating your boat? Did you do anything else at the weekend that's worth talking about?
No, I specifically didn't drink because I knew I had an important appointment on Monday. So I didn't do anything.
You just said you were drunk. You said you texted him drunk.
That was last... When was the end of... It was like Thursday, wasn't it? Wednesday? Something like that. I don't know. Tuesday?
I don't observe any religion. I'm not sure.
I think it was the end of Tuesday. I think we started on Wednesday morning. Yeah. Thursday morning. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. Peter, I was going to say to you, remember we were talking about longboard the other day? The world's, I think, the world's tallest duck.
Right.
At the University of York. It's there. Longboard is there for you if you happen to be listening to this show and travelling close to the University of York. You can go and check him out. I think he's just knocking about in the grounds of the University of York campus. Couple of updates. One is that sadly, Longboy recently featured on James Corden's chat show, a man I find objectionable. That was a shame that we're sharing content with them. And secondly, there's another big duck there called Chonky Boy.
Chonky Boy?
Yeah, who was big and not quite as tall as Long Boy, but still, you know, I guess a duck of note. But sadly, Peter, he's been put to sleep after being attacked by a fox.
Why are you telling me this now? I've only just learned about him, and now you're telling me he's dead. What do you want me to do with this information? I was happy for a second before you cut me down. Is there no end to my disappointments today?
Long Boy's fine, but right. Chonky Boy, sadly passed away after a battle with a fox because he was defending his ducklings.
Aww.
And the ducklings all survived, so he's a true hero, Chonky
Boy. Who's watching this? Do they know?
Yeah, so apparently he's... he's passed away. Sad.
What I particularly liked about it, Pete, yeah,
is that on the news story of this that I read, which was on the excellent YorkMix.com, it's got a facility for people, the Facebook accounts, to comment on every story, right?
Mm.
And so this story about Chonky Boy, the big duck that got killed by a fox, and there's a couple of, as you'd expect, there's a couple of quotes saying, you know, gone before your time, you know, people talking about stuff on social media. So now, you know, he's a bit of a character around the University of York campus, you know, and all the usual stuff. Someone called Lee on Facebook has commented saying, poor bloody students having to cope with the facts of life.
At least they sort of had something there, because I would dispute if I, like a stupid kind of local kind of rag kind of fan who has a problem with everything, I would presume they would just probably attack the actual vessel itself that's delivering the information. Who gives a toss? Like, who gives a toss about this fat duck? But in fact, they're attacking the very idea of people bettering themselves through education, which is
the overwhelming kind of desire to do the old textbook. Oh, do you get paid for this? This is professional writing these days, is it? The very idea, but the desire to have a pop at students has overwhelmed him.
Yeah, yeah.
And University of Life, mate. What are you doing? Watching Countdown? Hey, that's overwhelmed. That's one out in the battle of wills in his mind.
Yeah.
Slag off the local paper. Slag off students. It's students for me, Noel. I'll take the students. Thank you very much.
I would slag off the lack of achievement on the side of the Chonky Boy, because Long Boy, it's an achievement to be tall, and I'm sure that's something you scream into the mirror every morning. Look, but the Chonky Boy, I think, like, it's just a fat duck. He's just eating too much. So we could create a Chonky Boy, couldn't we?
Chonky Boy's claim to fame was tenuous, to be fair. I mean, even according to the article I read, it said Chonky Boy was smaller than Long Boy, but he also had a large body.
He's riding his duck coattails, isn't he, really?
Yeah, he's famous by association. Everyone's come to see... What they say, actually, Peter, at the University of York, is you come for Long Boy, you stay for Chonky Boy.
You can't stay
for Chonky Boy anymore because he's no longer with us. So a very sad update on that.
Could it be, if he was a bit longer, he probably could have seen the fox from further away and done something about it.
Why hasn't Long Boy raised the alarm? That's what I want to know.
Long Boy asleep with his boss, mate. He's resting on his laurels.
Should have his head on a pivot. Absolute swivel head. You should be with that kind of nature's advantage.
You idiot.
Yeah, maybe I am. All right, on that bombshell, let's go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to do some of your emails, talk a bit more nonsense as well, I expect. So don't go away. We'll see you in a minute.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week at Sukarnov.
If you're wondering how Ashwood City Football Club dealt with the news of the European Super League, then binge the award-winning mockumentary The Offensive this summer.
I think a few of the players are considering taking to social media.
No, fucking no. Okay, turn off the fucking Wi-Fi for all I care. Tear down the 4G mast.
Patrick, you've got a Zoom call with the other 14 right now.
The 14? What?
The remaining Premier League clubs.
Oh, for fuck's sake, I don't want to talk to those fucking losers.
Or if you'd rather get stuck into a comedy film podcast, why not check out Clash of the Titles, the podcast where two films with something in common go head-to-head to decide which one is better. Their latest episode saw Red Heat up against Tango and Cash.
In both films, I think someone says, where did you learn to drive like that? Which no one ever says in real life. Oh, I had lessons. But a nice callback.
And your nan has, your nan evolved that, are you? How many times did you take to pass? You passed first time, what about your written test?
All that and a whole lot more at Sukarnov.
Mirror signal manoeuvre. Peter Luke with you with the Luke and Pete Show. We've got some emails for you. If you'd like to get in touch with the show, it's really simple. Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com. And do check us out on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Yeah, and if you've had similar kind of trials and tribulations while passing or attempting to pass your driving test, let us know. Pete needs to feel strength, emotional strength in numbers from other people out there who've suffered the same disappointment. So do get in touch with that as well. So, every so often on the show, more often than certainly I'd like, but that's just part of the job, people email in to correct me, don't they, Peter?
Yes.
It's only fair. It is only fair that I give them the right of reply, you know, the platform they need to, I think, to further educate and help our listeners. But I think, dare I say, cover their own insecurities as well.
That's a fail you. You have not passed, sir, sorry. You have failed the Luke Pitcher, Luke Moore.
No, I just want to... I'm not saying this about this particular email because this is actually a genuinely quite interesting email, but sometimes people do pipe up and go, oh, do you know what? Well, actually, the plural of, you know, stadium is actually stadiums, not stadia.
Luke, you have been very much at the vanguard of this behaviour before, Sunshine. And I've probably used vanguard incorrectly.
I'm Captain Pedant, and that's why this annoys me. I'm Captain Pedant, and that's why I drink. So, Bianca from Stockholm has been in touch and says, hi, Luke and Pete. This is going to get very nitpicky, but just to warn you. But in the latest episode, Luke said that mammals are defined by giving birth to live young. It's not weird for him to think this. I believe it actually used to be the official way to classify mammals. Still, this is not the case, though, as there are a very small subgroup of mammals called monotremes, scientific name is Monotremata, that lay eggs. This subgroup comprises of echidnas and certain types of platypus. So how do you define a mammal now? Well, by the fact that all mammals produce milk for the nourishment of their young. What do you think of that, Pete?
I think that, just to keep things tidy, could we just have seen off a couple of, like, a couple of platypus? I mean, these are just certain types of platypus. Just mug them off. Just move them somewhere else. It's fine. Like, we're not going to miss them. Give us something easy to deal with.
Move them around the animal kingdom. Does the fact that they lay eggs rule them out? Apparently not, according to Bianca. But she said, look, I don't normally write emails like this, but for some reason I just felt compelled to. I came across this show by accident. I'm only 15 and I'm in no way the target demographic. but I've really come to love the distraction and calm and normalness it provides me with. Also, forgive the mediocre English. It's not my first language and I'm only 15. Bianca from Stockholm. There you go, Bianca. I do forgive the language. You are able to compose an email in English far better than me and Pete are able to in any other language. So you don't need to apologise for that. Little bit
pedantic.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, if she's got that much knowledge at 15, she's going great guns, in my opinion.
But terrible choice in podcasts, unfortunately. So well done you. Tyler in Milwaukee's got in touch. This is a banger. Apologies for the somewhat lengthy missive, but Jim talking about his canal, his famous canal falling in story and subsequent emergency room top three list reminded me of a story that combines both dad behaviour, which is something we've talked about before on the show, and embarrassing emergency room situations. When I was 14 years old, we took a family vacation to South Carolina to spend time at the beach. One of the days, my dad decided to take me golfing. He was not a good golfer, still isn't, but he played enough to be dangerous. About halfway through our round, he approached his ball approximately 20 feet behind a large tree. As he approached it, he looked me in the face and said, "If this ball comes back off this tree, it is going to hurt." My dad is a large man who spent a career performing manual labour. He swings that golf club rather hard. The next sound I heard was a crack. I blinked and my dad was face down on the ground. His prediction was correct. It did hurt when it hit him perfectly in the space between the upper lip and the bottom of his nose. This is when the dad behaviour started. As he staggered to his feet, he again looks at me, but this time he says, "Do you think you could drive to the hospital?" I was 14. When I said no, I don't think it's a good idea, he doesn't decide to call for help. We get back in the golf car and drive back to the clubhouse so he can walk in, explain what happened and ask for a rain check so he can come back and finish later. He doesn't want to lose the money he already spent. This Phillips from splitting the two. When we finally make it to the hospital, he approaches the window and the nurse begins asking questions. When she asks how did this happen, he explains and it's met with uproarious laughter and the nurse tells him he needs to come up with a better story. About that time, a gentleman walks in the room with his hand wrapped in a blood-soaked bath towel and says to the same nurse, "I just cut off a few of my fingers and I need some help." She calmly responds, "Please take a seat and we will be with you shortly." Needless to say, my dad gave up his spot in line to the fingerless man. He unwrapped the towel and it was gruesome. Why are you looking at that? Why is he showing a 14-year-old back? But 16 years later, and we never let him forget that he ended up in the hospital because he hit himself in the face with a golf ball. Tyler in Milwaukee, your dad sounds like a lot of fun and the very blueprint for the modern man.
Yeah, he is. By the way, Pete, love the fact that you just dropped in the word philtrum there, which is the technical term for that gap between the lip and the nose, right?
Well, we'll probably find out from a 14-year-old lass from Stockholm that it's incorrect. It used to be known as a philtrum. Yeah. Now it's called philtrum 4.0 Bluetooth.
You know, what would you do if Tyler's dad was actually called Phil Trum?
Phil Trump, I'd take it. I mean, it would be a leap and be confusing. And I thought that you might have messed with the emails, but yeah, let's go with that.
If his dad is called Phil, that would be at least halfway there.
That would be amazing. Yes, true.
And one thing this email does for me is it really hits home that an underrepresented part of the community, an underrepresented part of everyone's community is the A&E/emergency room department, which because you normal people, everyday people will only go there once in a blue moon, unless you're Jim, obviously, but only go there as a punter. It's underrated, I imagine, how mental it is. So if you think about it, in the space of a couple of minutes on that one day, a man has walked in to the room, who's brained himself with a golf ball, rapidly followed by a man who's cut his own fingers off. And that's just 1 hour.
That's 5 minutes. It's so much kind of variation. It's 1 minute you're eating crab, another it's egg mayonnaise. You never know what's going to be upside the head with it. And I completely agree. And things are going in, things are coming out of bodies. It's just, it's a thrill ride. And creative solutions.
Did you ever take the pot noodle burn into the A&E?
No, and to be honest, I should have done because that was it wasn't a nun, it was a Siddic Jewish lady. I don't think she was a member of Temple or anything. I imagine she attended pretty regularly. Yeah, it was. I should have done, but like I think anything that you've done with a pot noodle, you don't really want to go an accident emergency with.
Nah.
In many ways.
Well, I was just going to say, if you went into A&E with like an embarrassing injury, right, would you make up a story about how you did it, or would you admit it? Because to them, it doesn't matter, right? They're gonna treat you anyway, unless it contains some kind of important detail that they need to know.
Right.
It doesn't really matter. So what would your approach be? Would you like front up? Would you go, look, listen, I put the wrestling figure up my ass. I don't know what I was doing, but it just happened. Or would you say, no, mate, because you know, you hear those stories about people who just make up elaborate lies because they're so embarrassed.
It's not a story if I go, I was feeling horny for the junkyard dog. I needed him up my bum. That's not a story. If I sort of pretended I was in my child's bedroom and I slipped, like, that's a story because I've done a lie, and that makes the doctor's lives better in many ways. So look, if you just come in and you might have chopped all your fingers off, or I don't know, like, got a bad bruise on your neck, just go, I wasn't trying to have sex with anything. And then they'll think, what have you been trying to have sex with? And then they'll have a good day, because they'll be like, just spending all of the time going, what's he trying to have sex with that he's got a horse? He's been kicked in the neck by a horse? Confusing.
It also depends on the type of injury.
Support your NHS. Give them something to talk about.
Say morally support the NHS. Think about the NHS as morale. Well, when I was once in A&E, I had a broken wrist, right? And I fell off a climbing frame. I was about 10 and I broke my wrist. And I went in there, and it was probably like a Saturday or something, so it was really busy. I can't really remember. And I didn't get seen straight away. I had to wait. And I was with my mum. And then a guy came in with his son, who was about my age, and the son came in hopping, right? And he had his foot, which was quite badly burned. And what his dad had done is put a clear sandwich bag over it,
right,
and tied it off at the top, I guess because he wanted to stop it getting infected.
Keep the moisture in.
And the kid was hopping along with it. And I promise you, this is the thing. You don't think about this. It was the most horrific thing I'd ever seen in my life, because the kid was like my age and it was really awful. And you know, your parents don't prepare you for that. They just go, we're going to take you to the A&E. They don't say, by the way, you might see a dead person or something. They just say, this is the best place for you. But I feel like there should be more preparation for a kid to experience A&E. You know what I mean?
Take him to an abattoir first. Like, just tell him how to...
On the way.
You might see this, and you might see this.
An abattoir where they famously take dead people.
Well, it's similar blood and guts, isn't it? Like, if you open up a pig, you're going to see pretty much the same stuff that if you open up a man, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess
you take that to the bank,
I guess.
Put that on my gravestone. Turns out, just like a pig inside.
imagine if the eulogy said that, and... We must not forget that Peter was ostensibly
a pig
inside. He was, anatomically, Peter was a pig.
I'm going to get one of those Intel Inside stickers that you used to see on Pentium computers back in the day and write pig guts inside. Delicious.
Just stick it on your ribcage.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever been to A&E? What happened last time you were in A&E?
Oh, I got a bit of Ryneck, didn't I? Woke up, thought my head was going to fall off. I was like, whoa!
What the hell is Ryneck? I've never heard of it.
It's like the wrestler Ryback, but no. Ryneck is like, it's like a sprain of the neck, which sounds weak. It sounds like the sort of reason that Jim would go to A&E, because he's a bit of a hypochondriac, as Jim, bless him. I love him a lot, but he is. And his... not hit Jim's neck, very much my neck. I woke up and something went pop, and my neck was over, and it genuinely, I was crying in pain. It was the most painful thing I've ever experienced, and I'd never had neck pain really. And you felt it come in waves. I knew the pain was coming, and it would just come, and I would just be screaming, tears in my eyes, crying. Got in an Uber and went over an unbelievable amount of speed bumps.
What did the Uber driver do?
Well, look, I've got...
I think it's out of order doing that.
No, he could have chosen any. He could have got. I don't care whether it's a hybrid engine or not. You don't need to take those at speed. Give me 15 miles an hour, and I can brace myself. Don't go over 20, 25.
you've been out of order there because you've essentially bestowed upon him the responsibility for an injured man. Did you put in the notes beforehand? I bet you didn't put in the notes, by the way, I've got a really bad injury and I'm going to the hospital, because he's going to run a mile. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't. He's employed to drive. That's it.
Well, the worst thing is when I got to the bloody early, the guy just took one look at me and went, "Right neck, you sprained your neck." I was like, "Okay." He goes, "I can give you one Valium, but I can't give you any more than that. Just take
ibuprofen."
Well, that was the thing. I went over on the bloody speed bumps and I had loads at home. I got off the internet for going to Japan. Oh no! And I was sort of mentoring a doctor inexplicably. My mate works for the annoyance in your voice. You can't even hide it. The disgust.
What are you mentoring him about?
An accident and emergency doctor he was trying to do a podcast. And so my friend works for the kind of space age wing of the NHS. And so I was mentoring him to how to make a podcast effectively, this doctor guy. And he did say that he did listen to a couple of Luca Peaches when I admitted that I bought some Valium off the internet. And tore me off.
What did he say? Conflict of interest.
Look, you chose to be mentored by this Valium addicted idiot. Like, you don't need to shout. You can't tell me off. I didn't come into your waiting room and go, "Help."
He's probably thinking if my boss puts two and two together, all of a sudden I'm doing something with Pete about podcasts, and now he's got loads of Valium in his house. He's probably going to think it's a payment in kind, and he's going to get busted for it. That's why.
He was such a good bloke as well. I there's something very calming about talking to people who have got a vocation and are really bloody good at their jobs. It's something very calming. We don't run into many of them in our discipline, do we?
And why on earth was he wanting to do a podcast? What, just about the NHS or what?
Just about like emerging technologies, you know, VR in healthcare and remote doctoring and stuff like that. It was a very, very interesting podcast. I'll link it if he's still doing it. If I have not the stuff right, enough of him.
On that, people are listening going, "What's Pete got to tell people about podcasts?" You hate our one. Right, let's get out of here. We're back on Thursday with another episode of Luke and Pete Show. Pete will not have taken the driving test again by then because he is on a 10-day cooling off period. So maybe in a couple of weeks' time, we'll have some more news on that front. Pete, is that right?
Earliest booking I could get now is October, so it might be a while. There's a backlog.
You've properly messed it up.
Yeah,
like a 3 or 4 month wait.
Yeah, imagine it's annoying, isn't it? It's annoying being me, isn't it? Being a fucking idiot.
I passed mine in 1999.
Good. For September 11th, disrespectful, doesn't matter. Yeah. This is the end of the picture, you're confusing. We'll be back on Thursday for more of this shite. Bye-bye.
See you then.
This was a Stakhanov production and part of the Acast Creative Network.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, "Yeah, I've had a good life, right?"
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, "Listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.